What's up, everyone? This is Spilling the Frijoles. My name is Jairo.
And I'm Brian.
And we are
the Mexican Ways
with
Jay Valentino
and
Concrete.
There it is.
What's Tepic. Up, fools?
Tepic, boy.
Hey, honestly, guys, the last time I saw you guys was damn.
That was a minute.
A year ago.
Well, actually, obviously, I saw you at Tacos Ways, like
his Anaheim opening.
Oh, yeah.
His
yeah.
Anaheim opening.
Yeah, no, the Placentia opening, yeah. Right?
Not all Orange County is Anaheim.
Oh, shit, my bad.
Placentia.
where I called
here, right? I don't know the cities, though.
We called Concrete because we were lost, and he sends us, like, to the back of, like.
No, I didn't.
And that night was dope, huh? It was like a star-studded event, bro. I'm surprised George Lopez wasn't there.
Yeah, it was a dope spot. It was crazy because I was telling Heidel, like, it was so packed, dog. Like, there was probably a lot of COVID rules that were broken there.
Oh, heavily. He was all snitching.
No, I'm not. It was good. No. Yeah, hit me up, guys.
Sue Tacos Way.
No. It was dope. I don't think anybody that was there cared. But I was just like, dog, this is crazy. Like, this is dope for him. I was happy for him. Like, it was so packed. It was such a, like, success night for him. I was like, that's dope. But I'm surprised, like, there's a lot of people that really are over it.
Well,
I feel
Gabe
like.
Supports everybody, bro. So, of course, you have to support people like him. He's humble. He's hardworking. And his product's dope.
Hands down.
Tacos are awesome.
Facts.
Yeah.
Bomb-ass exotic tacos.
Facts.
Yeah. Do you guys always drink, like, his Michi Ways?
I haven't tried one.
Really? You haven't?
Why?
I've seen them on video.
Yeah.
I've seen them on pictures.
Yeah. I've had plenty of those.
I think they're good, man.
I drink the Cantaritos.
I like those.
Is that the one with the liquor on it?
Yeah, I don't know exactly what liquor it is. I'm sure it's tequila and then some sort of like seltzer or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
No, it's good, man.
It's really good.
I really enjoy his. Yeah, I really enjoy his Michi Ways. I think like they're really good Michi.
No, they're good.
Yeah, I don't know what he puts in.
I've never really had anything that I didn't like, dog. There.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Not like trying to like fucking you know,
he's
a boy and shit, but I've never had, you know.
Yeah. So you enjoy his food and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really good. It's a good environment, fun times and everything. It's always good there. Other than that, like, how's you guys doing with the whole COVID thing? How's it been affecting you guys as far as, like, you know, doing work? Or I know, like, Valentino, obviously, I know what your line
still
of
DJing. And shit.
Like, how's that going for you and shit?
Thank God we have these underground spots going on.
Hey, you got to invite me to one.
I will.
Legit.
I will.
Last podcast, I was like, I want to go to one of these things.
I'm down. So I DJ a few underground spots. You know, it's low key scary. I'm not gonna lie. It's still it's still out there, obviously, and it's increasing.
Yeah.
But I mean, we all got to keep the lights.
So are they like grinding and everything, or like 6 feet apart dancing and shit?
Some of them are 6 feet. I'm sorry, of course, strip club won't operate. Well, I can't touch titties. I'm not coming here.
That's funny.
Bro. They have private rooms. They have cigar rooms, VIP rooms. They fools just made it work, man. Everybody has bills, man. Yeah.
Yep,
strippers don't save money.
You that's know? Crazy. That's nuts, man.
Yeah.
How about you?
So it still goes. It still goes.
I know you had a baby during COVID time,
yeah.
No? Right?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Woo! Add crowd cheering, sound effect. Woo!
And the baby laughing. you know, it's funny, man. Like, it didn't really affect me as it affected other people.
Yeah.
You know, I was fortunate enough to get work through it, you know?
Yeah.
You know, rappers were still rapping. People were still on social media, probably now more than ever.
Yeah.
So it enabled me to start doing more with companies and, you know, just music videos and just content in general. People wanted more content during this COVID stuff. So
correct.
It opened up like just, you know, a few doors. And yeah, man, we just kept pushing, you know. I'm fortunate for us, but it sucks for a lot of people that, you know, have jobs and some of them aren't as essential as others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
no, or lots of jobs.
It's unfortunate. I feel, you know, I mean, I feel for them.
Yeah.
And man, it's tough, man. But, you know.
Yeah, no,
we were able to somehow make it through it, you know?
Yeah. I bet it was tough, man, because, you know, like, it's like everyone tells you, like, hey, stay in. It's freaking crazy. You know, a lot of people are dying with all this. And obviously, you know, having a pregnant wife during these times, you probably think about, like, fuck, like how was, like, your reaction to all that? Like, fuck, I either got to grind or I got
to. Well, it was funny because we weren't even allowed to have our parents, like, at the hospital.
Yeah.
You know,
that's crazy.
And then, like, if I was going to be there, I couldn't leave. So, like, we literally, I was there the whole time. Like, I wasn't allowed to leave.
Like,
nobody was allowed to come in. Like, we couldn't have visitors. It was just me, the baby. And which ultimately, to be completely honest, man, it was probably for the best, man. Because, I had the time of my life that week. You know, it was just great being with my wife, my son. you know, as opposed to like just up, the whole up, family. A plethora of people coming through and you're like, God damn, you know?
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
it's happened before. But I love them, obviously. I mean, obviously it's all love and they want to come show up to the baby and all that.
Exactly.
But it was a change of pace and it was different and we didn't mind it. You know?
Yeah.
That's funny. I probably wouldn't have minded either because I'm already like clingy. When me and my son are inseparable when we're together. Mm-hmm. So I was like, give me my son back, bro. We just had him yesterday.
Yeah.
Stop carrying him, Martha, you know? Really upset. No, there was a lot of love, a lot of people showing love.
Yeah, it's funny that you say that, Conker, because my girl, that was the first thing she said. It didn't happen during these times, but she was like, hey, like, I just want it to be us too, but like once he's born, and because I'm like a big family guy, and I was like, yeah, like I want my mom there, I want everybody there, I want your parents there. It was a big time for us, you know.
Yeah.
And she was like, let's have the baby first and then people can come. So she was so she probably would have loved it if she would have had a kid during these times.
Oh yeah, no, right. Because it was just you, the baby, and you know, whether it's your wife.
What's the rules for like delivery? How many like relatives can be in there while it's happening?
Nobody.
Just the husband.
It was just me. It was just me.
No, I'm saying no, like, but the rules in general.
Like if it was not COVID.
Yeah, it was not
COVID. Oh no, I think you were allowed to have like two people.
Yeah, you can have people in there.
Good. You can have one more supporter.
Yeah, her mom wanted to be there and she could have, but Elena said no. She was like,
I think it was two people. Yeah, because last time I missed the birth of my second son. I was working in Mexico, which is the reason why this one meant a little more to me.
Gotcha.
Right, I was there for my first son, Kai. I missed Caleb, unfortunately, and then I was here for this one, which, you know, again, I've only experienced two, but out of the two, this is probably the more like fulfilling one.
Dope. Did you have to leave Mexico when that happened right away, like the next day, or?
No, what happened is that I had scheduled a music video because what was like two or three music videos, and the dude was like, man, if we could do it this week. And I was like, that's perfect. That'll give me another week to come back when she's in labor. So it was like a 2 week gap, right?
Oh, gotcha.
So I leave, and then within the third day, I get the call and I'm in the middle of the music video. We had closed down streets in Guadalajara, the whole shit. It's like, there's no way I'm leaving.
Oh, shit.
And then it's like, her mom's like, she's going into labor. I was like, oh, fuck. I was like, dude. So I'm sitting there watching it on like FaceTime.
That's crazy, yeah, dude.
I'm literally on set.
Did you pause the set? Hold on.
Oh, hell yeah, man. Second, my boy, we were all like, fucking hell yeah. Everybody was cheering me on the block. It was dope.
Oh,
fucking
okay.
Beers
that's dope.
And shit. It was dope, dog.
That's dope. Yeah. That's
I mean, like, they made me feel better because I was like really bummed out that I wasn't. Oh,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because I'm getting the call and they're like, hey, what's wrong? And I was like, dude, my girl's about to have my baby, dog. Like, what do you mean? Yeah. Oh, shit. And then they started cheering me on and making me. It was cool, man.
That's dope.
That's dope. That is dope.
At least you had like the moral support there, you know?
Yeah, heavy.
Yeah, it was cool. Yeah,
and then the beers.
All right. Well, hey, man, I'm so happy you guys are here, part of our podcast. I know we had a podcast last time. And last time we talked about, like, it was like, hey, like, what's like annoys you from being a DJ? You know, like, what's something that irritates you? What do you love about it and all that? This podcast episode is going to be like things that bug the shit out of you.
Too easy.
And you are.
I got a bunch.
You're allowed to spit your guts on this one. We did this long time ago before it was just me and Brian. But I want to hear like other people's like what they hate, what bugs them, and you know.
Yeah.
Hey, Julian's look like he's thinking about.
No, I mean,
go.
It's okay, fool. You can talk shit.
I'm not a complainer, and you know what I mean.
Well, guess what? Today
and
you
and
can
it
complain.
Sounds like it's a complaint. You know what I mean? But I'm human. But I'm fucking human, and I, you know.
Yeah.
There is stuff.
There has to be something that you complain about, bro. Come on.
I don't know
And we'll get into it.
Though.
Yeah. Okay, we'll get into it.
Yeah.
Think about it.
I already know what it is.
But before we get into that, let's go to Spilling the News with Fabian.
Oh, man.
Let's actually talk about the new stay-at-home guidelines. Have you guys been reading about them or no?
Clearly not.
So the whole thing is, though, you got to clarify where it's at because Julian is a different county. So I don't know if the same rules apply to Julian.
Orange County is a Florida of California.
Yeah.
So it's LA County then.
Okay, so LA County. Okay.
So pretty much the same thing what they've been saying, but the only thing that I saw was all travel, including on foot, bicycle, scooters, motorcycles, and automotive and public transit is prohibited. What do you guys think about that? So no running, no bicycles.
No running? That'll fuck me up. that's my only escape.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. A new thing I saw.
Where's the alcohol?
That's what it sounds like, huh? But like, we have to just stay at home and fucking chill.
The only thing that I saw like a loophole out of it was that if it's going to keep you from being homeless, you could do all that.
What?
So if like you got to go to work and like if you're going to end up homeless, if you don't travel
by public transit,
you could do all that. But other than that, you can't do it. That's the only loophole.
Got you. So that's what you just say. Yeah. You'll just say, hey, I'm ready to work.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'll say. I'll wear a tie.
We're at time. Say, I'm running to work. I'm good.
Dang. I'm late to work.
With some New Balance.
There you go.
So what do you guys think about that, though, honestly? Like, I mean, the rules haven't applied, I guess, in Orange County yet,
Orange
though, right?
Orange County is fucking rebellious as fuck.
Where I live, too. Yeah. That's more or less the same.
Yeah?
Valencia, Santa Clarita area.
Oh, you're in Santa Clarita.
Yeah. I'm in Valencia. I'm off of, like...
You
I'm
see how the tone away. Changes to the fancy?
Yeah.
His neighbor's George Lopez.
Let me tell you, dog. Nah, hey, dog, they don't give a fuck there either.
So, wait, are they still doing outside, like you can get outside over there?
Some people are.
Yeah?
Some people are. Yeah. You know, but I mean, I'm sure they're getting fined and they're just still pushing through it. Because you got to think about it like this. Like, if a restaurant's going to get fined $300, $500 the first time, and they're selling liquor and they just made $3,000. Like, what the fuck is it to just pay that fine, right?
That
so
fine.
The next day it's $500 fine or $700 fine or whatever the case may be, and they're still making $3,000 or $4,000. They're gonna keep paying that. Like, who cares?
What about like health department? Would they come down and be like, I'll shut your shit down?
I guess at this point, then you know, whatever happens, happens. But in the meantime, like, you know, some restaurants are keep going, bro.
Yeah, they are.
Like, one, I just had lunch with my boy in Lancaster yesterday. It's called Scrambles. They're the only restaurant in Lancaster that's open because they're paying the fines.
That's crazy, bro.
They're so, like, yo, we rather, and people are going.
And they're busy, right?
So fucking,
does a cop come, write the ticket, and pff, is that how it works?
I don't know exactly how it works. I didn't, you know.
How many can you get before you're shut down?
I don't know.
That's a good question. I don't know.
That's a good question, man.
Yeah, we got to ask someone that works in this department.
There has to be, there has to come with,
Yeah, Dick, I don't know.
I mean, if you guys know.
Asking us, like, we
how
know.
How many you get before they shut down?
He's like, oh, yes, he
what's the penalty code on
so
that?
So they get there and, like, they open the book and they write the ticket. I was like, I don't fucking know, bro. I'm just eating, dog.
No.
I'm not worried about that. The manager's telling us this.
You know what would be crazy? What would be crazy is, like, if they're serving all those people, but the cop, like, gives tickets to every person that's eating there.
Oh,
too.
That would shut it down for sure. No one would.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Now that's affecting my pockets.
Yeah, see?
I'm half Jew.
Yeah, I'm not showing up.
And the waiter's like, hey, what about my tip?
Nah, that's a, I'm half Jew. My name starts with Jew.
Yeah.
Julian.
Yeah.
Damn, dog.
Julian.
That's funny.
That's crazy, man. Well, hey, you know what? Honestly, I mean, if this is what's going to stop COVID from spreading, and maybe it is, who knows? We don't know, but this is what they're saying. Do you guys think it's a good thing? Honestly.
Well, the only thing I would say is that those fools that are saying these, like the Governor Newsom, I think that's his name, like they catch him out all the time too. So it's like, I feel like if you want to apply these rules and shit, like you got to set an example, right? Like fucking don't go to these places. Don't get caught.
Don't get caught.
Thing. It's like, bro, no one's going to listen to you. No one's going to take you serious because obviously media is going to pick that up right away, bro.
Yeah. Everybody has phones. Yeah. It's not the 80s anymore, bro. You're going to get caught.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's what I say. Like if you're going to apply rules, listen to them too.
I mean, I guess. Yeah. You know what's funny? I've been watching, like, on TikTok, Bill Nye, the science guy. Like, he's telling you, like, you know, hey, people are applying rules and you're not listening to them. Well, it's the same thing as, like, if there's one way this way and one way this way, if you don't listen to those rules, well, you're going to clash. And he's just showing, and he fucking, like, he's mad about it. He's like, and wear a fucking mask. That's what he said. He said it like that, too. Bill Nye, the science guy. I'll never see him the same.
He said the F word?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I mean, said it. You know, motherfuckers are wearing masks, right? I'm assuming. And they're still getting sick, dog. So what is it? Like, I mean, really, what is it?
It's funny. He was showing an example of what it is. Like you know, spitting and shit.
Has it not been different going out? Having to wash your hands and then they wipe down the counter before every customer? Like, it seems like precautions are being taken, bro. But people are still getting sick. Like, is it really the mask thing, my G?
Yeah.
I think there's more than just that, bro.
That's what I've been saying. Yeah, I've been saying that.
I think it's more than just that, you know, and then it makes it even harder when, right, like you're asymptomatic and you don't get the fucking, we don't fucking know who has it then, motherfucker. It doesn't matter. Like, how could I even, like, if you looks like a waiter could look perfectly fine, be speaking perfectly fine, looks great temperature, the whole fucking deal. And he could be carrying it at that exact moment.
Yeah.
At that point, what does it matter if I'm wearing a mask?
Yeah.
Like, I got it from a girl and I was wearing a condom. So,
yeah.
I don't
see.
It's weird.
Who knows?
What does it matter, dude?
Yeah, that was good.
That's true, dude? You know? Yeah, I went down on her. Whatever. Dude, I don't know.
It's funny. Now it's like, don't worry about fucking HIV, AIDS. Don't get COVID, dog.
Yeah.
But yeah, seriously. I mean, wear a mask, though. I'm just saying. Like,
I get it.
Do your part, whatever, and shit, you know?
Julie, did you wear a mask when you had sex?
I. This fool's been fucking reading my mind all day. I'm kind of scared of it. We're telepathic, dude. The first time I slept with a girl while this shit was going on, we were both wearing masks.
That's fine.
Like halfway through, like, well, this is fucking bullshit. Yeah, and we took off our condoms from our face. We took off our face condoms.
Hilarious, you're trying to make out with the mask on.
He's a brujo, bro. Julian, why are you looking like that? Did you do that?
That's funny.
I did,
funny,
man.
Dude.
And yeah, I mean,
Hey, man, hey. You got. I mean, a lot of people are also getting affected with this stuff by just mental health issues.
Of course,
with, like,
yeah, man, it's crazy
and everything. Hey, you know what? Do what you gotta do. Just be careful. That's it, man. Just know your way. Clean your hands. Wash your face. Clean your dick, Julian.
Yeah. Okay. I'll try.
All right, Fabian, what else do we have?
It's actually getting to like a little sports.
Okay, I bet.
So I don't know if you guys heard, but AD agrees to a 5-year, $190 million max contract. So he's going to stay with the Lakers for five more years.
Wait, how much?
Oh, hell yeah.
$190 million max.
Damn.
Yeah, I think he has like a 5th-year option. That's great, bro. We got him for his prime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like we get him for his prime years, bro.
Yeah.
30 to fucking 34, 35. That's for his prime years. That's when, you know, champs are fucking
Let's
champs.
Let's go.
Have you guys ever heard the term, no le pagues al mariachi before they play?
Oh, what is it, Brian?
It's called musico pagado toca mal son.
Why do motherfuckers get these contracts? Like, they're contracts.
So here, just from what I hear, is like they don't get the full amount right up the front.
Yeah. No,
like,
they get like bi-weekly checks.
Yeah, it's like salary.
Okay, so they still
got
to deliver.
It's just that they're making like $5,000 every second.
Yeah, exactly.
Not a big difference, now, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. They're not gonna be like, here's a big check. And yeah. Like that fool's like
sometimes
they're hurt for the rest of the year.
Did you see the breakdown? There was a breakdown, and it was like he was getting like $7,000 for like each second that went by.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But sometimes there is signing bonuses.
Yes, there's signing bonuses too, for sure.
Oh yeah, like playoff bonuses, championship bonuses.
That's crazy. Look, you know what's funny? That the whole thing is like he waited. He's like, nah, hold on, I'm gonna think about it.
Shit came out right that like he might not play with the Lakers again.
Yeah, I'm gonna play with the Lakers. I need Thanksgiving weekend to think about
that
it.
That was his publicist doing that.
You know what? I feel like he also probably like these guys tell me, nah, I don't think so. I think he's doing his own. I feel like he talked to LeBron James. What do you think, bro? He's on LeBron's show. Just wait it out, fool. They're gonna want you more.
Yeah, I think, right? Mentoring?
Yeah. He probably got, you know, they probably offered him 180 off the rip.
Yeah.
And then he came back, he's like, I'll do it for
you can get 190, dog.
No, all right, fine. We'll give you 10 more. I'm sure we'll find 10 mil.
It's like a chick trying to get a guy. Don't give it up too soon, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't be too easy.
Yeah, you got to negotiate.
You're not going to go anywhere.
You're
dog.
Coming off needy.
So what's up? Lakers win it again?
Absolutely.
Hell yeah, let's go.
This time, because you know what the whole like drama thing is like, oh, you guys didn't have the full season.
Nah.
Like,
haters,
COVID,
dog.
And that's why Lakers won. Oh, feel so proud.
Nah.
Haters.
Whatever. we got 17.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
we got 17.
That's it.
Right?
Yeah.
17 ships.
All that matters.
17.
Yeah, we tied the Celtics. So now we got to get one more and get 18.
Let's go.
Take this, you want your homie?
Let's go.
Damn, dog.
Just kidding.
All right, Fabian, what else do we have, Fabian?
Well, I just wanted to say this to you. Brian, be ready. You're going to see LeBron for 2 more years.
Nah, I saw that shit.
You don't like him?
I don't like LeBron, dog. I just don't like the attitude.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I don't like that Mayweather attitude.
Oh, okay.
And I see LeBron have
like
it a little
Mayweather
bit.
I like the Mayweather tips, but that's a different story.
Yeah, I know. You always tell us that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't really get down like I – because I'm used to Kobe. You know, I grew up with Kobe. I'm a big fan of Kobe. Obviously, he was R.I.P. And I like how even his, like, interviews were like he's humble. You can see it. You
and
know, he was a cool cat.
Now we're hearing all kinds of dope-ass stories that he's gone, that he used to give his clothes to the homeless on Skid Row.
Man. Yeah, it's crazy. And that's what I'm saying. So I see LeBron different.
So you're against people with like receding hairlines or what?
Why? You got one?
Maybe. I'm really insecure about it.
Sorry, fool. My bad.
I think Brian's just a big LeBron
hater.
James hater.
Dog, I didn't.
I don't really care.
I honestly didn't care much for LeBron. Like, I wasn't.
Like, right?
Like,
yeah.
Like, it didn't make me watch the games, right? And again, maybe I'm biased because I'm a Kobe fan. And
so
then,
he's
like
me
this
then.
Year, he died. And it's like, I don't care.
Yeah.
I didn't care about this season. I really didn't. I was like, man, Kobe's dead, bro. Like, I need this whole year just think about things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, you know, so but even then, like, even before he had died, I really didn't watch the game because of LeBron. But now that he won a chip, all right, that's cool, bro. Like, you brought one home. I respect that.
A little bit of respect,
I'm down. Okay, cool. You know, but I'm not, like, generally going to go buy a James jersey, though.
Yeah, I'm not going to buy a Jake Paul shirt either, you know? Like, all right, cool. You knocked him out, but he was a basketball player, bro.
Yeah, no, I get it.
You know?
Yeah, you should tell that fool to fight you, bro.
I'm scared. He's pretty agile. He's 23.
Fuck yeah. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break. Should and we? When we come back, we're going to talk about things we hate.
Yeah.
And it sounds like it's going to be good already because the concrete's already building. Yeah,
he
up
has it. He has
I'm
it.
Upset.
He's already mad. He's already mad.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, okay, Drake.
Hey, 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 hey. All right. We'll be right back.
Hey, what's up, guys? Thank you for tuning in to Spilling the Frijoles today. Just want to give a big thanks to all of you guys. Hey, if you guys haven't seen the visuals of this podcast, don't forget you can always watch it on YouTube. Also, you can hear our podcast on Spotify, Apple Music, Pandora, Google Play, iHeartRadio, all that good stuff, guys.
And also, don't forget to follow us on our platforms. We are on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, YouTube, you name it. We're there, at Mexican Ways.
Y no se les olvide that we have our website, MexicanWays.net, where you can get all this information, and we have our merchandise. I mean, if you guys want una camiseta or whatever you guys want, it's all in there, guys. Thank you, guys. Like always, feel free to message us. Feel free to do whatever, guys. We're here for you guys.
And like Brian said, guys, thank you for the love and support. And now, let's get back to Spilling the Frijoles. And we're back.
Hey. All
right. Let's get right into this. I want to start off small with, like, something that I just hate and that bugs me. Okay.
Okay.
And then we'll get into it like more. So I'm gonna do a little small one, and I'm gonna do my big one. So do, let's do little small ones. You know.
I don't know if I got one, but
little
we'll see.
Shit that bugs you, right? Right. Yeah, just little shit. You know, and it's not maybe to you guys like.
Okay. Okay. Hey, I got one.
I got some.
Just little shit, and then we'll go one big one, okay? Because the big one, I really want to fucking hear like why it is bug you, right? Okay, little shit that bugs me, and you guys probably think like, okay, that's weird. I hate double dippers with the same chip. If you dip once, you bite, that you're done.
Yeah,
eat that
wrap.
Fucking
yeah,
chip. Yeah. You go back and
no,
dip.
Hey, hey. No.
Unless it's your own dip.
I'm sorry.
Unless it's your own dip.
Unless
exactly.
It's your own dip. Yeah. I just don't like it.
You, but hey, what if?
I don't call
hold
people
on,
out
on
that shit, fool. But
Ogre's a double dipper for sure.
Yeah, he is. He's like, I don't give a fuck. Fuck your rules.
No, hey, Heido. What if I get a fry? Okay, a fry, and I'm holding in the middle, and I dip it. I eat that side, and then I flip it and I
you
dip.
Are fine. I got to see you do it. And I look at that shit.
Flip
I'm sorry,
dip.
Fool.
Flip
I don't,
dip. Yeah.
I don't
dip.
Know what's wrong with
I'm
my mind.
I'm not going to eat with this fool
hey,
ever.
I don't know what's wrong with it with my mind, but no, like, I trust you guys. No, I know you're not.
Motherfuckers lick their fingers.
Yeah, I see weird shit sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Somebody
you know?
Could be licking ass last night.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to put any elbows.
I'm just saying, like, I pay attention to that shit. What Brian just said, like yeah, let's say I have, like, a bunch of chips and salsa right now.
Yeah.
And I see concrete, grab a chip, and he eats it.
Right.
But let's say you go like that a couple times, and he grabs another chip, and he grabs that one, and then he's, like, half of it, and he's like, but his fingers even hit the fucking salsa in there, too. I don't want to touch that salsa.
I don't want to touch that.
I feel like, hey, concrete. Hey, fool, just keep that one for yourself.
That's
hey,
your salsa, perro.
Let me get my you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm not, and
do
that,
you ever, like, pre-
I don't tell
pre-ask
people.
Pre-ask for your own salsa?
No. You see, I don't tell people. I just watch
I do.
You. I just watch you, and if I know already it's gone dirty, I'm not going to say it's gone
if it's
dirty.
It's gone too far.
I don't want to use the word gone dirty, but it's like, oh, fuck.
If it's gone too far.
You owned
if
it.
It's gone beyond repair.
Yeah, so it's like, gotcha. Then I'll ask for a salsa on the side. But what I mean, you're telling you anything. And some fools have told me before, it's funny, because it's actually happened with one of my friends. Like, bro, why are you getting a salsa? Oh, fool, I want a different flavor. And I will. I'll ask for, like, you don't have something hotter or something? But technically, I just don't want to touch your shit no more. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, I understand that.
You? Okay. You guys disagree? Agree?
No, I agree.
I think it's good, but...
I mean, I don't disrespect.
Yeah, no tan descaradamente, yeah.
It's a respect. If we're eating a group, you dip once. It's like a rule. You should... Yeah. It's respect. It's
I get
like,
it. Sure.
I do what you mean? Say, though. I get my own salsa from the beginning.
Yeah, I
just... Because I like a lot... Like,
I pretense it. I'm just like, hey, bring you know, like bring a few for the table.
Yeah.
And then you kind of grab that one by yourself.
And everybody just kind of gets that one little area, you know what I mean?
Are you guys double dippers though? Was the same one?
I'm not. Well, I'm by myself.
You know
all
what?
Day, of course.
I don't know if I am now. I don't remember.
I don't double dip. I just dip it dope and I'll eat the whole chip.
Wait, you said if it's by itself?
Oh yeah.
No, just in general.
Yeah. I don't think I double dip.
I don't think I double dip.
But like, do I look for that? No, I probably don't look for that. But now
if the chips like,
I'm gonna be looking
if
now.
The chips this big.
Like every time I eat chips with people now, I'm gonna be like, what would he do?
right.
That's funny.
And it's still WWJD. What would Heidel do? I love that.
You guys are going to remember me now when you see double dippers.
Yeah.
And it's funny, and it sucks that I'm like that, but I do analyze and I look at it and I see, like, okay, he didn't put his fingers in, but I've seen some fools dead, dog. And they're like,
yeah,
licking their fingers. If you guys are watching,
I can see Hydo, dog, like fucking like in person, like, not exactly.
Yeah, what?
Exactly. That fool's probably like, fuck.
What's up, fool? What's wrong?
Nothing. All right, let's
just
see.
Your so I got you can't one even hide your face. That, it's just like,
that's, yeah, that's my small one. All right, that's my little.
And you're not straightforward with them? Like,
that is
like,
a good one.
I don't say shit. I don't say shit because I don't want to be like the bad guest. Yeah. The bad host, sorry, the bad host. That's if I'm a guest, I'm gonna fuck, right?
But if it's like between us, you'd be like, hey, fool, I don't like that shit.
Yeah, I would tell you, fool's like, hey, chill, fool. Like, hey, why you gotta lick your fingers and still
I got
dip,
you.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got a small one?
I got a small one. I think the one that I noticed, it's kind of funny too. If I use like if I go to a bathroom that someone's houses or whatever, the toilet paper, I like it out, bro.
Oh,
it bothers me if it's inside.
That's
it really, let me tell you why.
Oh, he's all OCD. He leaves a restroom toilet paper like that.
Concrete does all of this, fool.
That's good.
I'm going.
You leave it like the way the hotel
I'm
people
like,
leave
I
it.
Yeah. It's got, let me tell you why. There's an actual, it needs to be outside because when it's inside, bro, first of all, you can waste it. Okay?
I'm trying to realize. Because
if it's over,
outside?
If it's over, so let's say this is a wall,
okay,
the toilet paper needs to stick this way.
So this way.
Yes.
Okay.
Over.
Instead of going underneath.
Instead of going this way. Because see, when it's this way, it's touching the wall, bro. You get what I'm saying? And then you're putting that in your ass. If it's over, it's just touching your hand. It's literally in the air. So that's my theory on that. The other thing, if it's over, you can't waste it. It's going to keep spinning. And if it's under and like a cat gets to it, it's going to just waste the whole toilet paper. And you'll see the toilet paper at the end.
Under?
Yes. He'll just pull it and he can do it. You get what I'm saying? If it spins,
he's
it's
so
just going to.
I get it. I get
so there's saying. That's just my thing. That's my thing. Yeah, it's my little one.
Now I want to check my toilet paper, bro.
Yours is always yours is under.
My toilet
yours is under. Yeah, yours is under.
The truth comes out today.
It's under.
That's
it's
why
under.
It's called Spilly the Frijoles.
Yours is under. I can tell you right away. Yours is under for sure. Yeah.
So you switch it on me?
No, I don't. I never switch. I never touch it because you're allowed to do whatever
like
you
this.
Want. Yeah, I look at that shit.
Make sure you guys are watching this.
What if the toilet paper is on top of the toilet? Like, it doesn't even have, like,
I don't mind that. Yeah, when you just grab it and you take out.
That's
grosser.
You just stare at it.
I feel like people are grabbing that shit all day and like,
yeah.
And then they put it back. And then what if, like, one of, oh, fuck. Oh, fuck it.
Yeah, you get COVID on your ass.
exactly, bro. That's what I'm saying. You don't want COVID on your ass.
You guys agree? Disagree?
That's good.
I mean, I get it. I naturally don't put it under. I put it over.
Yeah,
you know? So I get it. You know, that's how hotels do it. That's how daddy did it.
Yeah,
I get it.
All right, how about you, Julian? What's a small one for you?
Smacking when you eat.
Wait, what?
Smacking when you eat.
Sound like my dad, bro.
Oh, open mouth.
Or open mouth or smack. Same shit, smacking. Yeah, yeah. Open mouth.
I've never heard that terminology. But smacking when
smacking
you eat.
Smacking, that's
funny. Oh,
okay.
My God, that's annoying.
Brian does that shit.
I do that shit.
You're fucking, don't ever fucking eat next
fool,
to me.
Fool. Sometimes I'm on the phone with him and he's eating.
But you see, I don't know.
Hey, but this fool does it too, though.
Did your mom
not like you, fool.
You do it, though. You do it.
Did
yeah, you do
ever
it.
Put you on check about it?
Not like
no,
you,
my
fool.
Dad, fool. Oh, okay. It was like, it was a thing. Like, I, to the point where it's like, I didn't even want to eat with him anymore. Like, I'm like, because he's just waiting for me to do it. You know, and it's like, my mom never really gave me shit, but he was hard on. My dad was, he was a tough dad, like, growing up.
No wonder he stood quiet right now.
And he was like, he gave me a hard time about it, bro. Like, I didn't even want to eat no more. He would hit me, you know, because I was like in my 12, like 11, and I would eat. Think about eating, and then just boom, you get hit. Fool, seriously, and I'd be like, what the fuck? Just like, why'd you hit me?
Yeah.
Don't fucking do that. Why are you chewing like that? And I'm like, dude, you know what? I don't even want to fucking eat no more. Like, I'm, and it would go down like that, fool.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so.
So, why do you do it though? Is it,
I don't know. I mean, I can't tell you.
Does it taste better?
In this,
I think for me, it tastes
scenario,
better.
Scenario, I'm your dad.
Oh, yeah, that's true. No, well, why? Why does it bother you?
It's gross. It, you know, it's because I'm mindful of my, of course, my mom taught me though. Hey, cierra la pinche boca. You know, like I knew not to chew, you know, and that causes the smack. And my brother does it. And I can't stand it.
Is it bad manners?
It's
that's what I think is
maybe
they're big
if,
on.
Once again, if you're by yourself in your room, fucking eat
either
off your
you
fucking
want, yeah.
penis. I don't care. But like, yeah, bro. But it's something like, does it bother you? Smacking?
Conker's like, I do that shit all the time.
Yeah, for sure. I think so. Yeah, I mean, I think if it's super, like, just loud and shit and disrespectful and you're just kind of like, if I could see your food, dog.
Would you say something, though, to your friend if he's doing that?
Yeah.
If he was your friend.
Clowning.
What, you'll see like, hey, fool.
Clowning. Hey, like, fool. Damn, fool.
You fucking hungry?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You want to be on the fucking sidewalk fucking
for
making
sure.
That
no,
noise?
Yeah. No, yeah, I would say that.
Okay, so it would bug you.
Yeah.
Okay. And yeah, it bugs me 100%.
Yeah, I mean, and then now, I mean, we can't take that tool. You know, we're in the fucking corporate table with Chevy trying to work out a deal, and they have dinner for us before. We can't do that at that corporate meeting dinner.
Yeah,
you can't, man.
Hell
that's
no.
True. That's true.
You can't. Nope.
Yeah. No, it's funny that kind of I relate to that too with slurpers.
Oh,
that's funny. Yeah, that shit makes me laugh. Slurpers.
The coffee.
Slurpers.
Yeah.
Slurpers. Yeah. Okay. No, it was funny because you know, yeah, for sure. I think for me is
What's yours, Conker? What bugs you, dog?
The fucking sip stealers at 7-Eleven, dog. And you're trying to get your shit, and they're right there, like, fucking fill it up, and they're like.
So it relates to the slurp a little.
And I'm like, okay, this was about to move, and he's like.
That's funny, bro.
Bro, hurry the fuck up, bro. Like, and there's like 3 or 4 times, bro. And it's like, bro, it's enough. That's enough, bro. Like, he's over here like, fuck, it feels good, huh? Okay, Tom.
Fuck up, dude. We're in a pandemic. I'm trying to save money.
So you're okay with him getting extra coke, but like, hurry up.
I'm cool with the sip stealing, fool. Just come on, fool. Don't fucking get a 32 ounce and fucking drink 48 ounces before that, fool. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, fool, just get the triple big gulp. I don't know what the fuck it is. Get the biggest one they have, fool.
So you actually have patience, fool. I just go. They're there. I go to my drink. I don't give a damn if you're there.
No, like, no. I'm patient because I like my space too.
Yeah, I don't.
I'm in the way. Like, I'm in the way.
I don't like when motherfuckers like, oh man, can I get a lid? I'm like, dude, let me get the fuck out the way, bro. Like,
yeah,
you
can
get the fuck
exactly.
You, want. Yep, you grab the wrong one. Why? Because
I'm
you couldn't see what you were grabbing.
I'm with him.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm with you.
Motherfuckers are crossing you. And I'm like, dude, just fucking chill, bro. Like, sip stealers.
I don't have patience for. I just. I'm
yeah, but as a person like that, like my thing is like, if I see you, I'm gonna hurry up.
Sip
like
stealer, yeah, and then they go and grab like 15 different lids, and they're like,
"Yeah, I'll get mad." Like,
you don't know which one the 32 is. After how many years you've been coming to 7-Eleven? Yeah. It's the middle one, dog. It's the one that says 32 right there.
Yeah,
like they're trying 15 different lids, and I'm like, "Oh, come on."
What if it's
bro.
Like a fucking paisa, fool? Do you profile?
Nah, I get paisa with them. You know, paisas are easier to talk to.
Oh yeah.
Ahí ves a la compa.
Yeah, you can talk to him nice, yeah.
There is you to chastise, like, there is you to clown and chastise.
Yeah.
Ooh, sacar toda la soda, viejón.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And then they just laugh and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? They just laugh and shit, you know? That's but yeah, funny, sip bro. Stealers, bro. What the fuck? Yeah. I get it. If we'll get you, I do it, right? You get low, you know what I'm saying? Or maybe you might, like, I want some more chocolate today. You know, I was like, oh, fuck, let me go back to the Pepsi. And you get a little bit of both, you know?
Yeah.
And then you move on, but you don't sit there like and drink 48 ounces and then you fucking buy a 32
That's
ounce.
A thing. That's crazy. That really is a thing.
Yeah. Like, fools get enough soda so that when they get their soda, they don't drink it immediately when they get into the car. They already got that fucking fix, right? They already got the Coke fix. And then by the time they get in their car, now they're chilling and cruising. You know?
That's funny, bro.
That's funny.
You know what? Hear the next ones. It doesn't bug me because I don't have patience to wait for you. So
yeah, you're that guy.
I'm that guy. That's annoying.
That guy.
That's annoying.
And I don't care if you look at me wrong. I'll just be like,
yeah, I'm the one that's like,
I'm all, hey, look, this is what I do. Because I'm not even, look, if I know like this person's like drinking Coke and Coke's to the left.
Yeah.
And I see Fanta to the right. Fanta to the right.
And nobody knows you're Mexican, so they're like, oh, fucking white privilege. Pinches gringos again.
That's funny. Hey, but you know what? Like, aren't you about like a little bit germy? Like, oh, you know, you don't like to fuck with people, but you're getting close to them.
It's just,
I mean, I'm talking about when there's no COVID time.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. No, because he's like that. Like, he doesn't want to get close to people. He's like a germaphobe, you can kind of say.
Or like the most recent one too has been when like you open the door first and you just hold it and then they just walk through it
and not say thank you.
You're like, what the fuck? Like, I wish I could just grab them and throw them back and then like. And you know what? Like, it's funny because I get it from a lot of girls. Like, women do it a lot.
Yeah.
Women do it a lot. And they just feel like, fuck it.
Those are your real feminists.
What the fuck?
Those are your real like, annoying
feminists.
It's
not even about like women. It's not even about doing it for the lady, bro. It's just fucking courtesy, common courtesy to your next human, to your fellow human being, bro.
Yeah, you know yeah.
If I grab the door and I leave it open and shit,
do you get mad if they don't do it for you?
If they don't open it, and
like if you're right, like literally you're
there's a threshold.
Like you're literally right behind me, and I'm just like,
look, bro. If I'm here and the door's right there and the dude's walking up, like I'm still within range where he could just be like, keep walking.
Yeah.
But if I'm like,
that's funny.
Like where the light's at, and then he's barely walking through, and he doesn't fucking, it's like, come on, my G, you fucking saw me.
when you pull up at a stop and the person is walking slow.
Oh my God.
No. The other ones when motherfuckers get into the elevator and they see you coming and they just let it they let it go because they don't want nobody to go. So I took it in. They're just like this and shit.
I've seen that.
Bro. Hey, you see them press the hey. You see them like press the button. They're like, oh, you see this? Like
they're just fake press. Yeah. And they're like this.
Bro, you can stick your arm in. It's not going to hurt you.
It's like, nah, it has a sensor. Like, yeah, because they don't see you. They're like, fuck, dog. Let me get in.
Hey, man. Honestly, look, these are all good. I love them. I love them. Now we got to talk about the big one, though. We got to talk about the one that annoys you. Okay? And I'm sorry, fool, but me at a supermarket, and I'm waiting in line.
You're racist. What is it?
And I see someone in front of me that's trying to pay for something that's like just like $5. Or like $2, and they can't find the exact change for that shit. Damn. I get frustrated, and I want to pay for it.
How does this guy have a girlfriend? He has no patience.
He has no patience, fool. None.
For I'm like, because I'm there and I'm ready to go.
Ready to go.
I'm so close to leaving. He's like, I'm so close to leaving.
I'm ready to go, and
he's such a Leo.
And this person's looking for 3 more cents in their fucking wallet.
I've done shit where I'm like, I got it, bro. I got it.
Yeah.
I've done that before a couple of times. Yeah. It's usually like a homeless person, but.
No. Yeah. This person's I do it for rich people. Gives the $5. And it's not an old person or anything. It doesn't matter what you are, old, Latino. It doesn't matter. It's just five with 3 cents. And I see like they can pay $6, but no, they want to give those 3 cents.
What about the coupon ladies too?
I can't hate on them. I understand. I just get mad at myself because I stepped in the wrong fucking line. That's the best way to describe my frustration. Because I'm like, okay, short, long, up, this one looks good. And then this guy that was in the long line, he's out the door.
Yeah.
And I go, fuck, why didn't I take that line instead? That's a big one for me, dude. And it sucks to say it, but yeah, it is. It is big for me because I'm like, I'm in and out at the supermarket. I'm not trying to shop all day, you know? So get a case of beer or whatever, something. Chips, even if it's just chips. My shit's like $10.
Yeah. Like on the flip side of that one, right? Yeah. Like I don't like it, bro, when the cashier is like, it's 108. Okay. And I give them $1 and a dime. And then they proceed to give me my receipt without my 2 fucking cents.
Oh,
bro, you wanted your 8 fucking pennies.
Yeah,
give me my 2, fam.
Yeah.
Give me my 2 back because you're fighting me for that 2-3 pennies. Give me my fucking change back. Like,
so they're keeping your 2 pennies?
Well,
I had that.
If you think about it, if you add it up, dog, 2 pennies every customer, 150 customers a day, 365 days a year. That's a gang of money, bro. It adds up.
Yeah,
they're making a lot of money on that on that flip side.
Let me put my 2 cents in.
Hello.
I just wanted to say that.
But for real, like, yo, if you were telling me to give my, you know, my 106 and I was struggling to find a penny because I only had a dollar and a nickel, and I'm like, yeah, man, I mean, fuck, it's 106. Anybody want to help this guy?
Yeah.
And then I give you the fucking, you know, I find another 10, and then you want to keep my 3 cents and just give me like, oh, you want that? Yes, I want my change.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was just gonna put it in the save a penny, like no, like save.
Yeah. Grab a penny, leave a penny.
Save a broke ass motherfucker. You know
what I mean? So it should be called and shit.
Yeah. Save a broke ass. You know.
So let me be honest with you. Now you're talking about this, just real quick.
Yeah.
It's a little off topic, but be fast.
Yeah.
So what about the people that it's like 9:06, okay, and you give him $10 with 6 cents? You know what your change is, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And they fuck up and they give you $2. Are you honest or are you not? I want to hear that.
You just turned into the Grinch right now.
Let's go.
God don't make mistakes. Hey, no, don't block your blessing, my
don't
G.
Don't block your blessing.
And that's an honest one, a couple bucks. Yeah. But motherfucker, if he has you 100, it's like, hey, dude, I don't want you to get fired.
Yeah, no, that's
you're
going to
get fired because you're not going to make count tonight.
I did that. Yeah.
I did that, and I was honest with $1. I'm like, bro, you gave me an extra dollar, bro. He's like, how? I'm like, bro, look, I give you.
Yeah, no, good for
I
you.
I did the math in front of his head.
Good for you.
No, good for you.
I'm sure you leave notes on cars.
I went and tried my luck
them.
At fucking at a scratcher.
Right, yeah. I'll give it back to you.
That's like, I didn't go and invest that dollar. Don't you? You know what I'm saying? Like,
all right.
I actually have a funny story with that, though. I went in Target one time, and I gave this lady a $20 bill, and she thought I gave her $100.
Okay.
Oh. And she started looking up in Sky 2, checking if it was real, and she gave me, like, $80 back, and then pretty much... Honestly, I took it. I didn't give it back. Canadian. I was like, you know what? I looked at it. I was like, I'm going to take this shit. I thought that shit was crazy. Yeah.
That was half her check, you jerk.
Like a dirty ass fool.
Dirty ass. Oh, yeah.
All right. Let's see, Brian, what's the most thing that bugs you?
The most? You know what? I was trying to think, and it always kind of sums down to it's just me being annoyed by, like, dumb, like, fool. So, for example, and I call it, like, just stupid people. Like, when you go to a stop sign, you know, who goes? It's the person to your left. But I hate when, like, you get there and you're just like, go. And you give the hand signal, like, go. And they're just like.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, go. Like, what are you doing? Go. Like, and that to me, I consider that, like, a stupid person. Like, you clearly sign. See, we're making eye contact. And I go.
This is a human, and universal human sign.
And they're still like, they're like. And they're looking at you and they're like. That shit would pisses me off, bro.
That's pretty like, upsetting.
Just. Dumb shit that people do, bro. And that's why I tell Heido all the time, like, dude, why is this person doing this? Yeah, why is this person doing this?
I see what you're saying. So you're what bugs you stuff is like on the road type of shit.
Road, yeah, sometimes, but it can be anything, bro. It can be like the ones you guys are saying. I feel like someone who does that is a stupid person, bro. Someone that's not gonna give you back the change when you've been sitting there like trying to figure it out, and hopefully you're hoping that they say, hey, you know what, it's fine, like don't worry about it.
No,
you
they
know?
Don't, and they're like, I'm waiting for my one penny, okay, and then
and at the end they're like,
and it's not the, it's just a principle.
Yeah, that's a stupid ass person, bro.
Or when I hand them the money, and they throw the change on the counter. Or my change. Like, I hand you my 10, and then you throw back my 2 on the counter. It's like, bro, I handed you my fucking money. Return the favor.
Yeah, that does feel some type of way.
It does feel some type of way, bro, because if I hand you something, and then you throw it back at me, and it's like, bro, that's not how, you know what I'm saying? Like, bro, like, it's just, like, it's the same courtesy, bro.
Two-way street.
Yeah.
Like, I handed you my money to your hand, because, like, I used to be a cashier, and someday it used to be like this, and I used to be like.
Back at you.
Yeah, don't fuck. And so, I used to fucking grab this shit and throw it too.
You know what's funny? He says he used to be a cashier and he knew the exact amount what it is to keep 2 pennies for 365 customers.
Yeah, so he used to do it.
Bro, it's a lot of money.
It is. It's like, it's in my piggy bank.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it adds up to like a few dollars a day.
Yeah. Yeah, no, for sure.
And the companies, like, say it's a chain. They
like,
all
dude,
do
like,
it?
There's some people, dog, that I've done it where it's like, oh, it's 235. It's good. I got to go keep this, you know?
Yeah.
Fucking a quarter, dog. 25 cents or whatever, you know?
That's crazy.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. Like, in the grand scheme of things, after a few hours and after a few hundred people, that shit's going to add up, bro. And these companies are making a killing off of those, like, those little pennies.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. No, but I do have another one, too. And this one, I was thinking about this one. I really don't like when, like, you're, you know, cotorreando with the homie or whatever, or, like, you kind of just met this person and, like, you know, he's like, start making fun of him or he starts making fun of you and it's like, ah, oh, you know, it's all, and then like you go to joke back and they get all mad.
Yeah.
And like, oh, that shit is like, I don't like that shit.
Like,
yeah. And you're like, what the fuck? You're just making fun of me. Like,
or just people that get too comfortable too soon. And you're like,
yeah, those are weird. Those are weird.
Those are the weird ones, bro.
Those are the weird ones.
Like, they make fun of you right away.
I wouldn't mind
or get
that.
Comfortable like with their personal space. Like
that. Okay.
You know, like they think I'm like, I am Jay Valentino all the time, but like, bro, like I'm about to hop on a DJ. I'm in the zone right now.
Yeah, you're working. Like,
yeah, like, and you know, like,
for sure.
Yeah, there was a dude that like last week he was like behind me, like, yeah, like hugging me, and I'm like, and that's cool, but and I'm hype, but I'm like, yo, we're not there yet.
Yeah,
you know?
Like, I don't know you like that, bro.
Yeah, we're not there yet. You know, no, it's crazy.
I get you. All right, how about you, Julian?
This is like, and I'm the last person to be a hater. 100%. Like, my mom has always been a person that compliments people. I love complimenting people,
correct.
You know, uplifting people. But I can't stand when I see a lot of people traveling all the time, and I know they're not in the place of their life where they want to be. It just doesn't make sense to me.
Fakers?
No, it's just like people priorities.
Okay, make me understand that,
dude. I know you're not making more than $60,000 a year, bro. You are always in Cancun. You're always in Vegas. You're always traveling a lot, and that it's just I'm like, dude. And then of course, once again, to each their own. But it kind of like gets me. I'm like, yo, that's weird. Why? I don't know. Like,
so maybe he's saying like, fuck my
debt.
I want to enjoy life.
I look at both sides. You only live once, you know, never know, you know, he's enjoying life, which is amazing. Yeah. But I've also heard from the same people complain that they're not in a happy place in their life. All right, motherfucker, that's not going to help you reach your goals.
Right? Yeah. That's just,
you know what I mean?
Just putting a band-aid on that Gucci
belt. When you travel, you just want to party, you know?
So you're the type of person to be like, I know this motherfucker doesn't make that type of money, and that's why he's always like, I don't have money. When like he wants to do stuff with you, but he's fucking traveling, spending money. Like,
yeah,
maybe he just doesn't want to spend money with you. Fool, he doesn't like your ass.
Maybe. No, but I don't know. I get
what you're saying though.
My mom taught me how to save money. Once again, the first two letters of my name spell Jew. So I prioritize.
Okay, so you're the type of person that like if we were to plan like a big trip this weekend and go to like, let's say, hey, we're going to go Big Bear and you got to drop like $600. And I know you can afford it, but you're the type of person that goes like, nah, I'm going to save money.
Once in a while I'll go. Yeah, well, I'll go. Yeah. If it's like, us once I'm not there all the time. So yeah, if it's like fun, I mean, if it's with the guys.
But you rather save money.
I mean, I do what makes me happy, period.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? Gotcha. Content creating makes me fucking happy.
So you'll drop money on it.
Yeah, content creating and traveling when I'm fucking hired to DJ is cool. Yeah. And I know I'm going to travel the world like that. Mm-hmm. Concrete's done it like that. I don't think he's paid for a fucking flight the past fucking 20 times he's traveled.
Yeah.
Same with me, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's funny you say that because you're basically saying like you hate fools that are spending money when you know that they don't have it.
Yeah,
that's what you're saying.
Like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That bugs
and they complain about their life.
And
they
complaining.
And
about
they complain.
It.
About
I think
it.
If they didn't complain about their life, then it
wouldn't.
It wouldn't matter.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree.
But it's a complainer that's like
yeah, like I get you. I get what you're saying. It could be like typical, like hey, like today, like let's say you see me traveling all the time, and then today you're like, hey, Heido, you want to help pitch it for pizza? I'm like, oh, I don't have money and shit. But then like tomorrow, I'm fucking planning a trip to Cancun and shit.
Right. Yeah.
I guess it's just priorities.
Priorities.
Yeah. All right. How about you, Concrete? What's the biggest shit you hate?
Oh, dude, mine is like a series of a culmination of what happens in the drive-thru.
You're talking about like...
Yes, motherfucker. And different like
fast food. In-N-Out?
Yes. And in different scenarios...
They're super friendly at In-N-Out.
Like different That's scenarios hilarious. That I hate, right? I hate it when... Like, I hate it being with my boys when we were younger, and then we would pull up, right? And then... It was my turn. Well, not my turn, but if like whoever was driving generally was the one paying or whatever, right? So it'd be like, hey, what you want, dog? And then he was like, oh, what you getting? Don't worry about what the fuck I'm getting, bro. What do you want?
That's funny.
No, like what you getting? Well, I'm getting the double fucking stack, whatever, super size. Yeah, I'll get that too. Like, bro, are you sure? Do you want that? Right? And then I used to have this homie named Tech, right? So when he was driving, he'd pull up and be like, let me get two cheeseburgers and a large Coke. We'll just share the large Coke for me. So you're not even going to let me choose my fucking meal, bro? Last week, I let you get the Jumbo Jack with the two tacos, my dude.
Yeah, you know
what I'm saying?
Wait, so you're expecting him to pay, though, if he's driving you through a drive-thru?
Not necessarily, but that's like with me and my boys, it's like that's kind of like
that's
the thing,
like
right?
The thing.
Like whoever's driving
okay.
takes care of it, right?
Okay.
And then the other thing is like, you know how they have like the two little parallel situations when you get to order and then like there's another car and then
too late.
It's when you saw me first in here and I already ordered and the guy that got there after me is trying to get in front of me and I'm like, bro, I already ordered, bro, where are you going? Like they're trying to cut in front of you trying to get, like bro, they're gonna fuck up your order, you're gonna fuck up this whole shit, bro. If you get in front of me, like if you're gonna get in front of me, bro, you're probably gonna get my order.
Yeah.
And then it's gonna fuck up everything, and then I'm gonna get whatever the fuck you got, right? Like I hate that, bro. I fucking hate that. I hate it when you order.
Everything has to be about ordering food or getting to the meal.
Because it upsets me, bro. Because it upsets
me. I'm hungry.
Okay? I hate it when you go to McDonald's, bro, and you order fucking four meals with supersized fries and they give you no ketchup.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a big
bro. I just ordered 4 meals.
Yeah, you have to ask for them.
Yeah,
that's and dumb. Then it's like, oh, that's really dumb.
Can I get some fucking napkins? It's basic human fucking things, bro.
And you know what I feel? McDonald's only does that.
Look,
though.
And this is what pisses me off. And then wait, that's not the end.
You unlocked them, bro.
Wait, there's more. These fuckers brag that they sell billions of burgers on their sign. They're like 8 billion sold. Yeah. Then why are you so tight with your shit? Yeah. Bro, I don't get it. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, bro, don't brag, right? It's like me if I'm telling you guys, yo guys, I'm fucking rich, guys. Jay, Mexican guys. Hey, I'm fucking rich, guys. And then I invite you guys to go eat and I'm like, "Hey, but like we're going Dutch and shit, bro."
Right. Yeah, that's McDonald's.
Or I'm like, "Hey, fool, can you give me this time? I forgot my wallet, perro."
Right.
Like, bro, then why are you bragging that if you're fucking going to be cheap ass about it? Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying, bro? Yeah. Like, don't be that. And I hate that. I don't know, bro. It's maybe just fast food. Maybe I should stop going to fast food.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Yeah, it sounds like fast food.
You
want to
talk about
style.
It?
I mean,
we're
no,
here.
It's not like that. I go there every day. I'm just saying, bro. It's like, why do they do that, bro? Like, yeah. I just ordered hella fries, bro. Why? You don't?
Yep.
I,
you know what?
You don't think I want ketchup?
You know who does that too? That I hate. King Tacos, bro. I fucking order a bunch of fucking shit, and they only give me like 2 salsa rojas. I'm like,
you know, I want more. Yeah. You know that.
Calling them out, putting them on blast. I hate that they do that shit, bro.
Like, you fucking know I'm gonna want more.
It's true, man, and it sucks because you can order, like, over, like, let's just say $100 worth of food, and they'll still give you just, like, little tiny shit.
Bro, or they fucking give you a cup full of ice and, like, that much of, like, the soda you chose.
Yeah.
Bro, like, I'm not retarded, bro. I'm not a fucking monkey. Like, I know this is not drink.
That's why they say you should always say light ice.
Oh, yeah, I say that all the time.
Yeah.
I say easy on the ice.
Yeah,
please.
Easy ice. That's a proper term.
Yeah, easy ice.
Easy ice. Oh, you know who does that a lot? I'm sorry, calling you fools out. Starbucks. They put a lot of ice.
Yeah. They take the little thing and they're like.
Yeah. Sorry, Starbucks. I had to call you guys out. You do that shit a lot.
Absolutely, bro. Yeah.
There's been a lot of videos about that shit too.
I'm just saying, I get it, right? It's your special sauce. You want to save it. I get it, right? Like, look at fucking Chick-fil-A, bro. They have an island full of sauce in the middle of the restaurant.
I saw that.
And you can just grab as much as you can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Because that is the treat. It's the sauce.
But in turn to that, like, one thing that really bothers me, bro, is the people that grab, like a bunch, fool.
And then you see them throw it away.
Like there's these spots, like Rigos. They let you get whatever you want, the salsa bar, and fucking, like, los chiles, y todo eso. Yeah. And you see these motherfuckers, dude, they come, and they have, like, you see, like, 10 bags, and you're like, bro, like, what the fuck are you?
But then
that's why they limit it, because those people kill it.
Because of people like that kill it from up.
Yeah,
I just genuinely, if I could at least get 2 ketchups per fry, I'd be happy, bro. But, like, they'd be like, here's 2 ketchups. Oh, I got 4 super size. Like, that's not enough. And I don't want to use a ketchup I got at home. It's old as fuck. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Maybe that's why McDonald's stopped doing super size.
And it's not brand.
I never hear it.
They stopped
doing
it?
I think it's only large now.
Fucking obesity.
I don't know. I don't really go there.
America. That's what it is. That's for sure. Yeah.
It was like 2 fries more.
Because little fucking Eric got fucking a heart attack at 12.
Who?
I was just made it up.
I was like, what? I'm just saying, bro.
I'm just saying, bro.
It's okay, fool.
It's okay.
It's okay.
We'll figure it out
I'm
together.
I'm just saying, bro.
So we know now, if we ever go through a drive-thru with Concrete, let him order his own food.
We will.
It's not about the food.
Make sure he's driving.
I might let him order his own food.
Make sure he's driving.
I'm not going to be in front of him at the soda place.
Yeah, don't double dip for Heidel.
No double dip for Heidel.
Yeah, bro.
And you better save your money around me.
Yeah.
Fucking order extra ketchup.
And if you're on a stop sign with Brian,
don't
just
fucking,
go if he's telling you to go.
Just go. Just fucking go.
That's crazy.
And if you're at a stop sign with me, walk faster.
Overall, like, our stuff that we brag about and we hate or we dislike, I don't want to use hate because maybe that's a bad word, but do you think we're over-exaggerating?
I don't think so. You are.
With
a little
which
bit
one?
I don't think so. I have another one.
Wait.
I have another one. Let's hear it.
The show's called Spilling the Frijoles, right?
Yeah. But hold on. Before we get into that one, like, let's talk about what we just, like, complained about. Okay. Are we over-exaggerating?
No.
Julian, you just said I'm over-exaggerating.
I don't think so. I don't like to be the driver
in his situation. I don't like to be the driver, for sure. I'm like that. Just give me a number one, regular, and I'm that guy. I don't like to take all the orders.
Don't give that order. Don't be like, hey, fool, tell him number one. Fool,
yeah.
No onions. Fool, yeah. Extra fucking.
Like, fool, no, concrete's not going to like me. Shit, concrete's not going to like me.
I don't like being the middleman, for sure.
Fool, you know, like, now I got to recite your whole order. Hopefully they get it right.
Concrete, this is what I would do.
Better stick your head out the window.
I am that person that doesn't want tomato on my shit. Okay?
I get it. Yeah,
so
that's
I'm going to be like this.
Order your own shit.
Yeah, I'm going to be like this. Hey, Concrete, let me just order. Hey, can I get a number? I'll order it.
Yeah, that's fine. If it's one or two condiments, like, hey, no tomato, no onions. Okay, fine. But no tomato, no onions, extra crispy on the bun.
Okay,
yeah, all the other shit, you're like, bro, like, come on, fool.
You know, my thing on that is that I feel like the more you do that, the more they're going to fuck up your order. And then they end up fucking my order. And that pisses me off with him.
Everyone gets fucked.
Everybody's this was like, hey, I don't want this. I don't want that. And then I get my burger and I didn't get that.
Yeah.
And I'm what the fuck?
If I'm paying for something, I want to pay what I'm paying for. You know what I'm saying?
That's why I just say, like, you order your shit, and I'm gonna pay for it. Pay for it. Yeah, I order my shit. Now I want him to fuck up my order. You know, like,
I don't like to take the order. I'm a DJ already. I'm already the middleman. We know a lot of people, so we're always middlemen. Like, hey, I heard you know people that do upholstery. Can you reach out to him? I'm like, dude, just here. I'm gonna give you this contact.
Just do this.
Yeah. You gotta sort it out.
Mm. All right. Well,
can I just say my last one?
Yeah, of course.
Oh my, he's venting.
But we all agree that what we complained about was too much.
We're good. No, we're good.
Some of us need a little bit more patience, you know, than others.
It's funny.
Not even.
It looks like Julian.
They make millions of billions of dollars.
A ver, tú. Last one. Let's go.
Cashiers, bro. Oh,
there you go. Shit. Everything has to do with a store.
Like, I don't, bro. When you get all your grocery stuff, right, and they're putting it through, and then you're just sitting there looking at it, right, because nobody's bagging your shit no more, right?
Oh yeah.
And then you're like, and then they're asking you like, how many bags do you want? I don't fucking know. This is a lot of shit. I am not the fucking expert here. You work here every day. What does this look like to you?
Yeah.
7 bags? 6 bags? I don't fucking know. And you better charge me right, because I don't want to have to look for change because I'm missing 2 bags. I don't know, bro.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, how many bags would you like? I don't know. It's a lot of shit. Like, how many do you think you work
don't come
here?
With your own bags already?
Every now and then I forget them usually.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forget them too.
My mom does.
And I have a bunch. Yeah, and I fucking never take them. I'm always ending up buying bags and shit.
Yeah.
Okay. But you know what? I agree.
Yo.
Look at this fool.
Hey! AV Chevy!
Yo.
Yeah.
We're in the middle of a podcast, AV Chevy. Woo! Jeez. That's a shameless plug.
Shameless plug. I'm
going to hit you back right now, AV Chevy. I'm just saying your name on this right now. So I'm going to post the skit right now. AV Chevy.
At AV Chevy. Chevy.
Oh, my shameless plug right there.
At AV Chevy.
It's live, man.
Yeah, he looks like money.
Yeah. Hey. Doesn't that guy just look rich?
Yeah, he does.
He does look rich. Look at it.
You know me. All right, I'll call you back. Go.
All right, man. Oh, that guy is rich.
That guy's rich.
We'll send him a check later. But, yeah, so I guess cashiers to you that you want bags. I mean.
I'm just fucking saying. I don't know, bro. Like, how many bags would you like? I don't know. There's quite a bit of shit. There's, like, meat. There's butter. There's bread. You know, like.
There's a bunch of shit.
I don't work here like that.
I
believe, like,
you know what's funny? I never found it annoying, but. Now that you're saying it, it's true. It's so true. Like, you should know how many bags I need.
Right, right.
Yeah, I don't know. You're right. Because I do think that I'm like, 3?
Yeah,
and it's always low. It's always low. I need more. I end up needing more.
Like, you work here. You do this for a living. You physically see it every day. How many bags?
But
what is, like, guesstimate? Give me a guesstimate.
Would you get mad if, like, she charges you more and you don't use all the bags?
Yeah.
Of course.
That's the only problem, though.
Yeah, I feel like
that's the problem. I think that's the reason when they ask.
No, I think, you know, like, fucking... You know, there should be like a threshold of like free ones.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Right, because like there's been cool registered girls that are like, oh, here, no, it's fine. Don't worry, don't pay me. And I'm like, oh, thank you, that's cool. You know what I'm saying?
Sounds like she's flirting constantly.
Because I mean, that happens all the time, dog. You know
what I mean? And your wife might be watching.
It's inevitable.
This.
It's inevitable. Dog. It's inevitable. Look at me. Well, she knows what she married, bro. A bag getter.
A bag getter, literally.
Hey, but what would you do, like, if you do talk to a cashier like that, and you're like, what the hell? Like, I don't know how many bags. Like, you should know. You work here. And then
I would never I would never explode like that. Okay. I'm always like this.
Okay, they ask you.
I have like a 3-second moment where I'm like, okay. I don't fucking know.
But you don't tell them.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you never say that. You just say it in your mind.
No, in
I
my
was
head,
gonna ask him the same
in
question.
My head, I'm
exploding.
Because
I was gonna say, what if they flip it on you and be like, I don't know, you've been shopping all your life. You should freaking know too.
Hey, fool, that would be sexy as fuck.
You know what?
I started working here 6 months ago. How long have you been shopping for, sir?
No, you're right. Absolutely.
You look at it, you'd be like, you're hired. You'd be like,
man, just give me 6 bags.
That's pretty fucking hot.
I think that's good. It looks like 6.
Well, last time was for those frutas went in that bag. And about 6 bags.
That's a great skit. I'm doing that next week.
All right. Inspired by her. Hey, I really love that you guys were here for this podcast episode.
Of course, man. Thanks for having
us. I felt like you released a lot of stress.
Oh, dude, COVID was not going to stop me from coming, bro.
All right. Well, I appreciate you guys being here. Of course, and man. I'm very, very happy you guys are here, honestly.
No, seriously, like, I have COVID right now. I wasn't going to let it stop me.
Fuck.
No, seriously, guys, I wasn't going to let it stop me. I'm sick right now. It's fuck, bro.
Well, you guys know if we fucking don't come back for another episode.
You'll know why, guys. You'll know why.
Okay?
Yeah, if there's a 2-week fucking no transmission going on for fucking, there's no posts, no stories. You guys know exactly what happened. We got the COVID.
Shit.
All right, well, this is Spilling the Frijoles. Guys, make sure you guys are tuning in to our YouTube channel. Before I start talking about our channels, let's talk about your channels. Concrete, where can people find you? He does a lot of comedy, too. He's a
great stuff.
He's everything. Writer, producer,
everything's
director.
At Concrete Live. My Instagram, at Concrete Live. Facebook, Concrete Live.
That's it. The same
thing. What's my plug?
And it's at Jay Valentino. Everything across the board, at Jay Valentino.
There you go.
Club Killers. Bobby D presents. He be doing it. Let's go.
Uncle Snoop's Army. Beep, beep, beep,
beep. I love it. All right, guys, make sure you guys subscribe to our channel on our YouTube. Always let us know if you guys have any ideas you guys want us to talk about, or if you guys need advice, man. I know we're not like Dr. Phil and shit, but hey, we're here to talk about some real shit and spill the beans every time we're with you.
Let's go.
Hit that notification bell. We love you guys. Brian,
sick ass.
Let them know about the
guys. You know, we got the merchandise. www.mexicanways.net. Just check it out, guys. We got that merch there. Our shirts, our hats, masks. They're coming soon, guys. All right? Check it out. Get this promo code right here. Let's go.
We love you guys. We out.
Almost.